Good morning, church.
Good morning.
What a great joy it is to look out and to welcome each and every one of you as we come together in God's presence with a sense of great joy and smiling faces. We need to turn a few of those, but it is wonderful to have you here. It's my understanding that the earth is being watered at this time, but as someone said, all sunshine makes a desert. And then they asked, why can't God water at night? I am in sales, not management. But it is a great joy to have you here as we celebrate and worship together. May God's presence continue to rest upon us as we share and celebrate and worship.
Good morning. Would you please stand for the call to worship? As the sun rises in the morning, from the highest mountains to the deepest seas, you alone are worthy of our praise, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. All praise, glory, and honor be yours forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for the hymn of praise, number 384. Please be seated and join with me in the opening prayer. Gracious and loving God, you meet us where we are. As we gather in this place, may our hearts be open to hear your voice. May our eyes be open to see your glory. And may our minds be open to perceive the word you have for each one of us. We gather together from many walks of life, but we are unified as one heart in the body of Christ. Holy Spirit, speak to us, guide us, and fall gently upon us, we pray. Amen.
We have some more baptisms today. Last week, we thought we were going to have one, and then, as you remember, Dad decided that he wanted to be baptized along with his little girl, and so two of those took place, and this morning we've got two baptisms as well, and I would invite the families to come on up at this time, and while they're coming, then would the rest of you turn in the front of your hymnals to page 39. Where we will be sharing together in Baptismal Covenant 2. And don't forget to keep your worship folder handy, because at the appropriate time, we will be referring to that last paragraph and have that printed in our bulletin because of the changes of General Conference. Y'all also see another person standing beside me. This is Reverend Dean, who has retired how long ago?
Soon be 4 years.
Ten. 2010, is that right?
Yeah.
Retired as a member of the United Methodist Church, and is grandpa to this sweet little child over here. And so we are going to be sharing in her baptism. So what a delight it is. Are you going to give me a smile now? Nope, just still not sure. Okay. Wouldn't be the first time. But brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of holy baptism, we are initiated into Christ's church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift that is offered to us without price. And so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, again, answer, I do. And will you nurture these children in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, Eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
And what name is given to this child? That's a mouthful. Zachary, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
What name is given this child? Chelsea. Chelsea, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Work within you that being through water and the Spirit born, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We're going to go for a walk.
Take care and live there above.
wants to do it again. Members of the household of God, I commend into your care these persons. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Let's share together. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you might live in grace and peace. Amen.
Could you join with me in the responsive reading found on page 861 in your hymnal? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all his angels. Praise the Lord, all his hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all shining stars.
Praise the Lord, lights of heaven, and all waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy wind, and the wind of God's hand.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and ladies together,
let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above heaven and earth.
God is raised up before with his people. Praise to all the faithful among us. The people of Israel, who are near God. Praise the Lord.
And I'm supposed to read you a scripture right now, but since my glasses are at home on my dresser, I'd ask Pastor David, please.
We didn't print this in large print. So hear these words from John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. Now he had gone out, Jesus said. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, wherever I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these words.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. If you are visiting with us today, we are glad that you're here, and we hope that you'll take a minute after the service to pick up a welcome bag that they're hanging out in the narthex on a shepherd's hook out there. We're very glad that you're here with us this morning. Please remember to sign in the red register pads at the end of the pews. If you do have a prayer request, please fill it out on the index card and put it in the clear plastic holder at the end of the pew. We have quite a few announcements in the bulletin this morning, and I will allow you to look through those on your own. There are a few just to highlight. This coming Wednesday, we will be having a fellowship night at Oak Hollow Park. We will be having hot dogs and s'mores, 6:30, the normal time. I will be passing the clipboard around when we get to the time of fellowship. If you could, I'll pass it down this side. If you could pass it over and be sure that it comes back up the other side, we'd like to see as many of you there on Wednesday night as can make it. Also, I believe that this is the last Sunday for ticket sales for the Mother's Day banquet out in the narthex after the service. In May, there will be tickets sold there for the Father's Day luncheon. So make sure that if you need tickets for the Mother's Day banquet, you get them today. Father's Day, it will be throughout the month of May. I believe that Laurie has an announcement.
Good morning. I just wanted to highlight something. Our women's, we had a women's Bible study starting months and months ago. I don't even remember when the date, but it started out as a small group of women, all different ages, and we met upstairs in the youth room, and it has grown to be 15 to 20 women come every other Wednesday, so it's been great. So we decided with that group that maybe we'd like to expand and do Bible study and a social event. So we are going to go to Jamonville for a weekend. Now, this is really far off, but we do have to have a reservation in to hold the spot, and we decided on September 7th, which is a Saturday, and stay overnight to September 8th, which is a Sunday. $25 deposit needs to be made by next Sunday if you're going to go. So it's any age women that would like to join us. Carolyn was taking charge of the reservation. Back on the narthex table, there should be flyers that look like this. They're pink with flowers. You just need to clip off the bottom part, give her a check for $25 payable to the church by next Sunday. Those of you that haven't ever been to Jamonville, it's not roughing it. I mean, it's a camp, but we're staying at the inn. We decided to, you know, have a nice weekend. It's air conditioned. It's really going to be great. Our theme is going to be on distractions, how to minimize Martha's moments, taken from the book of Luke. So I think it should be really interesting, a lot of fun. The lodging is going to be at the inn for two people in a room. It'll be $88. If you'd like a single room, it's $104. And that includes your lodging and three meals. So I hope that a lot of you can come out for that. I think it'll be a fun time and a good social time. Thanks.
There's an announcement in the bulletin about the busy bags for our junior members. I was off a week. It actually starts next week. There are some items out there. If you need some activities for today, you're welcome to go and get them there just inside the door across from the parking lot door. And we're also asking if any of you have done your spring cleaning in your children's or grandchildren's rooms and you have some gently used activities or maybe Beanie Baby size stuffed animals, if you want to bring those in for possible use and loving by some other children during the worship service, feel free to bring those in and drop them in the same bin. And what we're asking is parents, when we get the bags next week, you take a bag, you fill it with whatever is age appropriate for your child, and then after the service, return the bag so we can use it in a subsequent week. Now, my second announcement is not exactly church-related, it's food-related. And Jack, you have an announcement? Okay, you can work your way up because I'm going to be real short. This, today, from 3 until 6, the DeMolay and Rainbow Girls of this general area are sponsoring a spaghetti dinner for muscular dystrophy. And it's at the Greensburg Masonic Center, which is on Donahoe Road. It's $8 for adults. It's $4 for children 10 and under. And if you'd like to go and support this worthy cause, if you need directions, see me after the service. Thank you.
I just have one quick announcement. If we were going to have a VBS meeting right after the service here today. We're just going to be up in the youth room. This will be the last one that I'm going to be in charge of. I'm kind of stepping back, and we need some kind of director or directors or people to step up for VBS this year. There's still lots of positions that need filled, so we still need somebody that can do kind of publicity and, you know, trying to get the word out about VBS, decorating, and a couple of the different section leaders and photographers. I mean, any skills you have, if you're interested or think you might be interested, let me know. We need the directors. We need people to step up, and we want to try to make sure that we continue this ministry not only for the church but for the community. And so I encourage everybody to try to show your support, and to even if you want to just think about it for a little bit and get back to me about directing it. But this will be the last meeting that I'm leading for VBS, and so I encourage hopefully somebody to feel that tugging at their heart that maybe this is something they might want to do as a ministry in the church. Thank you.
Must be my time.
For those of you who are visitors at our church, we have for the last 20 years been going to Philippi Heart and Hand Ministries to do a missions work trip. And that's the reason for the t-shirt. I have a drawer full of these, you can imagine, after going so many years. We had an opportunity last Saturday to go down and talk to Heart and Hand and to determine what project we will be working on this year. So this will be our 21st build. And we're going to be helping the Dalton family. That they consist of a single father with two preteen children. The problem that they're having is that they're in probably a 70s vintage mobile home, and it's having leaking through the roof. And to add insult to injury, and I failed to mention this to the first service, during the storm Sandy, they had a branch break off a tree and puncture through the roof. So the best fix for a situation like that, the homeowner himself has tried going up and touring in and putting all those products that are out there. But it's not enough, and water has a way of finding the low spot, and you may not know where it's coming in. So we have agreed to go down and put an entire roof over top of this mobile home. It's 12 feet wide and 60 feet long, and in order to do that, we have to put posts in the ground, which will be 6x6 posts. These posts will be 16 feet long, and in between services, I Googled what it would weigh. A 16-foot post would weigh about 160 pounds. So in order to try and help with the build, and because we're only there for 3 days, I'm asking if there's anyone who might be interested in going down the Saturday before, that will be June 21st, and digging some holes and putting posts in the ground. We're also interested in post hole diggers, not the people, but the tool, and digging bars that will help us to be able to do that. The question came up on first service was, can't we just go out and get a gasoline-powered unit? Well, unfortunately, these posts need to be put directly up against the house, so that makes it impossible to be able to do that, okay? If you're at all interested in being part of that Saturday of digging the holes and setting posts, or if you would like to be a part of the team, we currently have about 24 names on the list. We're allowed to take as many as 30 as far as housing. So if you're interested in doing that, and again, money is no issue. We in fact are going to be putting in for scholarships through the conference again this year, and hopefully we'll be aided by doing that. But don't allow money to be the reason that you are not going to come forward. If the Lord, just as Jack had just said to you, if the Lord's calling you to do something, answer that call. We have done it, and it's a wonderful feeling. There's a poster in the narthex that shows a picture of the mobile home, and it also shows a little sketch that I threw together as to what it will look like when we're done. And I need to get that from out of here and in the ground, and that will make my life a lot better. We again covet your prayers for this project. It's not the 30 people, 24 to 30 people who are going down and making that build happen. It's this congregation who's made the build happen. It was only through your prayers and your support that we've been able to allow people's lives to be changed. And in doing those changing of lives, we ourselves' lives have been changed. So again, there will be envelopes coming beginning next week that you can place your donations in and put it through, so everything goes through the church. If you're interested in participating in either the Saturday digging and setting a post or becoming a member of the work team, see myself, my wife Patty, or George Hollenbeck, Sheared Beard Man. And that was such a success. We made $1,025 for these four men who allowed their beards to be sheared off. So I, once again, thank you for that. And thank you for your continued prayers and support of this ministry. God bless you.
Are there any other announcements? Then may the peace of Christ be with you. Please stand and pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning. How's everyone doing? Anything new or exciting? Come on up. Come on up. We won't bite you. You going to sit down here with me?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get my feet tucked under here so I can stand back up again. You know, then the scripture today, it talks about some things new going on. And it dawned on me, when we're done with this and you take those cups and you collect money, guess where it's going today?
Where?
It's going to a woman, her name is Lorenza. She was in church last Sunday with us. She's from San Antonio, Texas. And she had lunch with us. She's a little petite woman. She's 4'11". And she's a minister. And guess who she ministers to? The homeless people. They have no home. And one day when she was serving a church, she had an idea, a new idea, to be a minister to the street people, to the people that live on the streets. So guess where she lives? On the street. She doesn't sleep in a bed. She doesn't sleep in a house. Everything she owns fits in her backpack. She carries it with her. Isn't that amazing? She probably has one meal a day to eat, is all she eats. But she works with the homeless people. And when she was here visiting, after she was here with our church Sunday, and then we were at a meeting Sunday night, somebody took her into Pittsburgh and she slept in an alley next to a dumpster on a piece of cardboard with a blanket. And then on Wednesday night after a meeting, I picked her up and took her in to the South Side, a part of Pittsburgh, by the Cheesecake Factory. It's called Hot Metal Bridge, and she slept on a park bench out in a parking lot all night long. And now she's back in San Antonio, Texas, and sleeping, as she calls it, out under the stars. So she, even when she was visiting us, she wouldn't stay in our house. She wouldn't stay in anybody's house. You take her, and she has a sleeping bag, and she cuddles in it and finds a place to sleep. I said, but it's going to be cold and rainy. She said, I'll get all under a bridge and find some new friends. Now that's really something new to do. But what's interesting is God calls all of us, not only you and me, but everybody out there and behind us and in the balcony, calls us to do new things. And we need to remember that when God and Jesus call us, we need to make sure that we listen. So not only do we listen to moms and dads, but we need to listen to God and to Jesus. You'll try something new? What'd you do that was new? Softball. And did you like it? Not too sure?
Yeah? Let's see, what can we try new? I'll bet we could try new...
Skydiving.
Skydiving? Yeah. Man, I'm thinking lima beans.
Ew! I would do that.
You want to do skydiving?
Yeah!
That would be something new.
I'd rather bungee jumping.
I'd rather skydive than bungee jump, I think.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I could bungee jump. No, not so sure I'm going to go there. That first step is a doozy. Yeah. Let's bow for a prayer. Lord God, we are thankful for these boys and girls. And we are thankful that you still do new things. And we pray that we would hear your voice. And that when you call us to do something maybe old, to do something new, that we might say yes. Continue, oh God, to bless these children, their moms and dads, their caregivers, their teachers. For we pray that they will live and grow for you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, your cup ministry today that you collect is going to go to Lorenza and help her in her ministries.
Oh,
come now to that time in our service when we want to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations among us. You'll see that on the back of our worship folder this morning that we have no one listed in the hospitals and none recently discharged. So that's been a great week. But you'll also see there that we have some shut-ins listed and those in personal care homes. We have this month's prayer list, and then we have those individuals that we continually seek to lift up in prayer, and also our service personnel as well. I'm also looking for somebody. Where'd Debbie go? Where are you, Debbie? Hey, I understand it's a joy. A little bird told me you got a birthday. Is that right? Is it recent? Today. Today is the actual day. Now, they reprimanded me. Whoops, this front row that shared that with me. I asked how old you were, and they said I'm not allowed to ask a woman that. And I said, well, as clergy, you get great liberties in asking things. Is it a significant one? No? Well, you know, in my book, everyone's significant because we ought to celebrate our birthdays because the alternative of not celebrating them. So happy birthday, Debbie. Any other joys or concerns this morning? Dot, people have been asking me, yes, how's Dot? I just heard this morning that Dot was in a car accident on Friday, and I guess demolished her car. She was getting food for the dart ball banquet, which is tomorrow evening, and so that's all I know. Anybody else have an update? She's what? She hurt her knee pretty bad. Okay, so we'll want to continue to keep Dot in our prayers, and then all that rigmarole, I guess, of cars and getting all of that taken care of. Anyone else this morning? Then let us unite our hearts and our spirits as we seek God's presence in prayer. Our gracious and loving God, how good it is to once again be welcomed into your home. You greet us at the door with wide open arms. Come on in. And you desire, O God, for the whole world to come into your presence, to worship and to celebrate the blessings and the gifts that you shower upon us each and every day. Some of those gifts, O God, strike a chord in our hearts of joy and celebration, and we're awestruck. Some of the gifts and blessings, O God, we must admit go unnoticed. But nevertheless, we are grateful for the gifts and the blessings that you shower upon us each and every day. We come now to say thank you. We come now to praise your name for your love and grace and forgiveness that you offer to each and every one of us. We come now, O God, to receive blessings and an anointing of your Spirit. O God, it is our hope and our prayer that as Jesus talked about transitioning from things as they were to new hope, that your Spirit would create within us a new heart and a right spirit, that we might be changed and made whole and a newness might be offered within each and every one of us, that we then might live and share this newness with the world. Oh God, it is our hope and our prayer that in our own lives, in our daily lives and living, that life might never become stagnant. That we might receive your living water. That we might receive the gifts and the blessings of your Holy Spirit, that each and every day might be fresh and new as we seek to serve you faithfully in the world. Oh God, we know that at times in our own lives we've left ministries undone. At times we've not even heard the cry of your voice or someone else, and we've just simply walked away. Oh God, we pray that we might be more sensitive to the needs, the joys, the celebrations, the hurtings of those around us. That we might be willing to reach out to those who are lost, the least, the last, the lonely. That we might be a blessing to those around us because we have experienced your blessings. Oh God, we pray for the names of individuals on our prayer list. We pray for the situations around the world where buildings have collapsed, homes have crumbled by earthquakes, where there have been fires, where there's been hatred, where others have lost lives. Oh God, we pray for the healings of the nations, for the healings and the health and wholeness of individuals. We pray for those joys and concerns upon our hearts that just at this time cannot be made public. Oh God, we know that your Son, Jesus Christ, is about making all things new and becoming a blessing to those around him and around us. And so we pray for that healing presence and power that only comes through him. Continue, O God, to bless each family and home that is represented here this day. Continue, O God, to bless and anoint the ministries of your churches. O God, might we faithfully go into the world. For it is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we ask, that we pray, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Could the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings? God of love and grace, in the gift of your Son, you sought to redeem the world from the grip of self-centeredness. On the last night before his death on the cross, he gave those who would be his disciples a new commandment that we should love one another even as he loved us. For centuries now, we have struggled with that, far too often failing and falling so short of the mark. Every once in a while, we get it right, and we know that fills your heart with joy. In the giving of our gifts this morning, we pray that each gift might be an expression of love. Some will be expressed through this church's ministry, some through the ministry of the wider church. Some will touch the lives of people we will never meet. We pray that all these will fill your heart with joy and our hearts as well. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Listen now and hear these words that come to us from the book of Acts, beginning in the 11th chapter with verse 1. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa. I was praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners. And it came close to me. I looked at it closely, and I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever touched my mouth.' But a second time, the voice answered from heaven, What God has made clean, you must not call profane. This happened 3 times. Then everything was pulled up again into heaven. At that very moment, 3 men, sent to me from Caesarea, arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These 6 brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon us in the beginning. And I remembered the words of the Lord and how he said, "John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that God has given us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." May God's blessing rest upon the hearing of these words, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives. And now, O God, it is our hope and our prayer that we might hear your words and discern them for us, that you might give us a sense of rest and peace from those events in daily life that are past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. In order to fix a problem, all that is necessarily needed is a will to change. This brings to mind the enormous changes that awaited a church 2,000 years ago in its infancy. It's a whole lot easier to build a whole new city than it is to change the mindset of generations of thinking. That was as true then as it is now. We can topple governments within days with superior firepower and overwhelming numbers. But it is another thing to win the hearts of the people. We can pass laws that protect the less fortunate, that create an equal playing field for minorities. But it is another thing to eradicate racial prejudice. It's this type of thing that Peter is discovering when he returned to Jerusalem after his coastal swing and his return from Joppa. Back home in the city of Jerusalem, the center of religious and cultural life, he was debriefed about his activities in the homes of a non-Jewish person who, it was rumored, had received the good news with enthusiasm. During this session that Peter, in essence, is being challenged, he retraces his steps by recounting this curious story of the vision on the rooftop. Peter took this to mean that God was doing a new thing, making the unclean clean. That is to say, extending the good news of Jesus Christ even to the non-Jewish, to the Gentile world. He then cites a case study. Three non-Jewish people come to him, arrived at the place where he was staying, and invites him to visit a Roman military official named Cornelius. Peter felt compelled. God's presence was resting upon his spirit, compelled to go to them, and shortly thereafter he's standing face to face with Cornelius. And after some discussion and a brief recounting and witnessing and sharing of the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ, a Holy Spirit revival breaks out. The Spirit was clearly moving. And Peter then says to his Jerusalem colleagues that are challenging him for going to non-Jewish people, Peter says, if then God can give the same gift that God gave us when we believed in Jesus Christ, who was I then that I could hinder God? Good question, Peter. You see, until now, the early church had positioned itself solidly with the traditional Jewish religious background. This experience, though, is beginning to unravel that. The beginning of a separation process and a pulling away of the Christian church, in which the young faith was now quickly becoming known as the Way, and followers would soon be called Christians in the non-Jewish city of Antioch. Quite soon, the Christian church was emerging with its own identity, quite distinct and apart from its Jewish roots. The Jewish laws and customs had been a part of every person's life at this point, and they were indeed of needing to be reshaped. It was a huge challenge for these early Christians. What is it that we keep from our Jewishness, and what do we release and let go, and what do we take on that is new? But since God is in the business of reshaping and doing a new thing, who are we to hinder God? Oh, the struggle continues even today. Not in the same form, perhaps, but there is still tension in the life of the church as God moves beyond traditional forms to new and creative adventures. There's probably, if it comes down to it, perhaps two kinds of people in the church today. Those who hold on to the past, and those who desire something new and different. What we need is the word from Almighty God, such as the guidance Peter received when he heard the words, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." Until then, we can do no better than to follow the example that Jesus set in his own earthly ministry, an example of being willing to break established purity laws in order to minister to the outcasts of society. We don't have to look too far to realize that Jesus broke the laws when he healed on the Sabbath. Jesus broke the law when he interacted with and touched women who were considered unclean by the Jewish law, when Jesus put the needs of children over the needs of adults, and most certainly when Jesus preferred the company of table fellowship of sinners over saints. But this is not to say that Jesus was devoted to destruction. No, rather, Jesus' mission was to initiate and to begin a new and better way. What Jesus did was really take an old approach and replace it with something new and something different. One pastor says, a purity of law turns into a purity of love. You see, we're left with a purity of love that is embodied in the graciousness and the hospitality ministry of Jesus Christ. So Jesus, in essence, knocks down the old law in order to replace it with a new love. And so, church, I ask, what old law is Jesus challenging you to replace with a new love? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, continue to reshape our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and create within each and every one of us a new and right heart and mind and spirit. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn through two times, 393, Spirit of the Living God. Our gracious and loving God, as you send us forth into the world, our prayer is that the Spirit of the Living God would fall fresh and new upon each and every one of us. For we go into the world in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.